Welcome to the Success Sensei Podcast for anyone interested in success, happiness, and balance. We'll teach you how to be a black belt at life. And now, your host, former professional fighter, multiple world champion, entrepreneur, and investor, Robert Devan.
And this is Roundhouse Rob, the Success Sensei, helping you to win at life one kick and punch at a time. Today we're talking about 1 + 1 can equal a lot more than 2. This is episode 188. Welcome to the starting round.
Hands up. It's the starting round on the Success Sensei podcast.
1 + 1 can equal a lot more than 2. I don't know that my primary school or secondary school maths teacher would be very impressed with me doing a mathematics-themed episode. My current accountant as well is probably rolling his eyes at the thought of it, because mathematics has never been my strongest point, especially as soon as we got into algebra and equations. I was out. I was done. I was finished. I submitted. I tapped out and I wasn't interested anymore. But saying that, when it comes to money, I'm actually good and I can read profit and loss statements, balance sheets. I'm very good at budgeting. Return on investing and yield, I can calculate very, very fast depending on the potential investment. So let's get into this one. 1 + 1 can equal a lot more than 2. So we're specifically talking about investing. Now, the investing can be any type of investing that produces you income, so stocks, shares, commodities, cryptocurrencies, anything like that. But we are going to go with property. So all my example in this episode is about property. I am biased towards property because you can touch it. There's more, it's more forgiving. So, you know, when you watch all those shows about property, I won't mention the names, but there's many, depending on where you're listening to it, there's many property investing programs. And no matter what kind of mistakes they make, it's still possible to make it a profit, to produce an income and for you to do well. So even when you screw it up and you make mistakes, it's still possible to just think about it differently or reconfigure, and it's still possible to make a profit. So that's why I am pro property. So 1 + 1. So the first one you use to buy the property. The next one, so the +1, is the one that you put into the upgrade, the renovation, the redecorating. That's 1. So that's 1 + 1. Now, when you do that, the property automatically increases in value. So you're already at 3. So I know the property was at the start bought and worth 1, we shall say. Then you've put 1 into it, but it's actually now equal to 3. So it's worth more than the value you bought it at and the amount of money that you've put into it. That would equal 2, but it's automatically gone up in value and it equals 3. Now, I haven't lost yet. I'm trying to keep this maths as simple as possible because I know when it comes to investing, it does intimidate a lot of people. And the average person, if there was such a thing as the average person, is put off it because of all the terms and the complex terms and the complex calculations and the daunting task that it appears to be. So you've bought it for 1, you've put 1 into it, but it's now increased in value due to the work that you've put in, so it's actually worth 3. Now, every few years, that property will also increase in value. So we're going to add another 1. So now we're up to 4. And also, every few years, for every year, for every month, if you're potentially holding on to it and renting it out, you're getting rent, you're getting income. So again, every few years, that rent added up could potentially be another 1. So now we're up to 1 + 1 equals, we're up to 5. That's where we're at. We're not just at 2. We've gone up to 5. With the increase in value from the work that was done initially, the market increasing in value over several years, and the amount of rent collected month on month, year on year, over several years, we've got to 1 + 1 equals 5. Now, the amazing part of this as well is it didn't even have to be your own money. So that initial purchase fee, as well as the amount put in to upgrade the property, didn't even have to be your own money. Look, these are not exact prices, obviously, and they're not exact percentages. We're trying to keep this as simple as possible. It's all about leverage. That's why I like property. You cannot save your way to the same kind of wealth that you can potentially leverage to. So that's very important. You can't save your way to the same kind of wealth that you can leverage to. Plus, by the way, tax deductions for the work done on the property can be taken off as well, your tax bill. And your debt, here's one that I discovered fairly late. Your debt decreases with inflation. So most of the time, we're all there thinking everything is getting dearer when we're dreading inflation. So everything is getting more expensive. You know, we're giving out about it, the cost of things, the cost of daily living, the cost of daily items is increasing. That is inflation. But with inflation is a decreasing of your debt. So in other words, if you have 100,000 euro today, you're very lucky, but if you have 100,000 euro today and you do nothing with it and you sit in it, in 10 years time, for example's sake, that money could be worth 90,000, we'll say, right? So you've lost 10,000 in 10 years time due to inflation. Now, if you had, which is a bad thing, yeah, I understand that, it's a bad thing, but if you had invested that into a property, you've gotten all the inflation, you've gotten all the added value you've gotten from the property as it goes up in value. But if you've borrowed 100,000 and you had an interest only mortgage and you did absolutely nothing to service that 100,000, you've only just paid off the interest, you haven't paid off the capital. In 10 years time, that 100,000 that you owe probably has the same real world value of 90,000. So your debt has actually gone down. 100,000 today is not worth 100,000 in 10 years. So that's an interesting concept when it comes to mortgaging and borrowing and purchasing property. Property investing does not have to be just for big shots. So I know I've talked about property investing and I'm sure I've put a lot of people off because they're thinking it's easy for him to talk about or anyone to talk about or any big shot to talk about or any millionaire to talk about or anyone who has the funds. I don't have the money to invest. Well, only just this week I saw a relatively not bad at all two-bed fixer-upper in Italy, yes, Italy, for only 5,000 sterling. That was it, 5,000 sterling. I have recently seen in this country, in Ireland, a town centre income producing property for only 40,000 that had a 21% return. In other words, the rent alone would fully pay the property off in 5 years. 40,000, not bad at all. I've also seen several rent to own below market value, no mortgage needed UK properties for 40,000, 35,000, 25,000. There is opportunity there depending on the amount of work. I'm not saying that there wasn't work in all of these deals. There absolutely was work in all of these deals. They wouldn't have been available if it had been turnkey. Of course there was work. But if you're hungry and you're at that economic level, then the opportunity most certainly is there. This is the secret. Work smart and work hard. Save and invest. Then work smarter and work harder. Save more and invest more. Then repeat. That is it. I hope it's given you a little bit of motivation and, you know, as simple as that mathematics might be, 1 + 1 = 5, 1 + 1 can equal a lot more. I just want to get you thinking. I want to get you empowered. I want you to realize that there's more power in your hands than you actually realize, more power in your wallet than you actually realize and in your income. And if you make the right choices, depending on what your goals, you can get closer to your desires. Thank you for listening. I'm Roundhouse Rob, the Success Sensei. Life is a fight you can enjoy and win. Bowing out.
This has been the Success Sensei, fighting the winning fight. So add us, subscribe, like, and comment. Keep those hands up and keep moving forward.